BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. After the success of our alternative football commentary on the Red Button, Chris has written a melty football poem. Also, we talk rubbish life mottos on social media. There's some goats hooing, why not? It's a Wednesday. I get you on the downward slope to the weekend on Bumbleo Wednesday. And Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. It's all on Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Here it is.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Pete.
Hi, Pete, how can I help?
Look, I'm just wondering, did you guys get those pizzas in the end?
Oh, from the commentary last night?
Yeah, after about halfway through the second half, it stopped being about the football. Being about whether you're going to get those pizzas.
Actually, they didn't. Well, apparently, no one's sure. Apparently, they turned up, but some reason or another, security wouldn't let the pizzas in. We're not 100% sure what happened. I guess the headline is, no, we didn't receive the pizzas.
No, we didn't in the end. Why?
Well, I couldn't sleep. I was worrying about it.
Were you really, though?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I mean, no, you'll be pleased to know that some have just arrived now.
I know, they've just turned up.
So that's, a long time
late.
15 hours later, yeah. But they have just turned up. But thanks very much for your concern.
It's all right.
Really appreciate that.
For Tuesday, but chuck it.
Exactly, yeah. Did you enjoy the game, then?
Not really.
Did you enjoy our alternative commentary?
But that's why I watched it. Right, it's a pretty dull game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sophie in Manchester's been on saying, I've just come back from holiday to discover you're doing alternative commentary to the football. Gotta have missed out. When are you doing another one? That's it, Sophie.
It is a shame. We did two matches, and so last night was our second and last time.
Do you think it's a conscious decision that they don't want us to do it, like, when it gets a bit more important?
I don't know, because I think this was worked out so far in advance, and we were given two games, but I would love to do another one. For me, it just feels really sad that it was only two. At the time, I was thinking, yeah, cool, we'll do it for a couple of games, but I really feel involved now.
Even I'm into it now.
Yeah,
I mean, I properly loved it.
This is why I think yesterday was a step up, and I think given a third chance, I think we could do something very special.
Hashtag one more game. Is that still on?
It was trending worldwide. It did, you know, it was lovely to see. I don't know, I just feel really... I know the World Cup's still going on, that's great. You know, there's two more England games for everyone who supports England. It's great. These are good times still. But for me personally, I just feel a little bit like it's all over. I feel a bit... So I feel a little bit dry your eyes, mate, kind of thing.
A bit empty.
Slightly like I've been dumped.
Really? And you've written a poem about this?
I've written a... Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know why you think that's such a bad thing. You know what? During tournaments, especially when England get knocked out, there's always an emotional montage and, an emotional poems are said. I've written a poem.
So we've got a montage and a poem to look forward to today.
Yeah. This is what I've done this morning. I've channeled my emotions into something creative.
As James Corden says...
And who are we to say that anyone's commentary is bad until you've sat in that seat and actually done it?
Damn right, James Corden. Never agree with him more. So that's it for Red Button for now. You can hashtag
that's
one
it.
More game.
I hate the fact that we've got to say that's it. And I know a lot of people say man up, princess, and that's fair enough, but it'd be lovely to be given a third chance.
All right, don't beg it too much.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not that I'm stalking you on Twitter, Josh Record, but I see that you're a big fan of the Insanity Workout at the moment. I hope that's going well for you. Any news on your workouts?
I'll start it when I find the right video.
Yeah.
Someone's just described how I feel exactly in a text. It's basically that we're out the World Cup now. That's why I feel sad.
Yeah, and we're kind of surplus to requirements now. That was Josh Record and Wide Awake on BBC Radio 1. Hello?
Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hello.
Oh, your phone signal's rubbish. Hello? Can you move to a window or hold your phone up really high?
Yep, I'm up really high. Well, I'm in Scotland, so that's probably why it's rubbish.
2014, everyone. How can I help?
I just want to have a Bambaleo shout-out for Graham, who's graduating in Dundee today.
Graham, who's graduating in Dundee, I just made that out.
Bumbleo. It is Bumbleo Wednesday. It'd be good to do.
Okay.
Mills?
Yep.
Do you mind if
I'm hoping he does it on the stage.
What?
I'm hoping he does a bit of a bamboleo on stage.
Oh, make him do that, please, and get a video of it and send it to us.
That's how you should graduate.
I'll do the best.
Yeah, graduate to bamboleo. Okay, can I tease you? Would you mind me teasing you, Erin?
Yeah, okay. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado.
Here it goes.
Is that all she's getting?
Cheeky. Amor de compraventa, amor
del pasado. Here we go. Are you ready? Erin.
Oh no, a phone signal's broken up, Scott. I think leave it. I think if she's not ready, no. I don't think we should be doing it. I think hold off.
I'm saying hold off today.
I'm saying hold off.
Yeah, not for now. Love you, bye though, Erin. Say some love to Graham.
Bye.
Oh God, really bad phone signal.
2014, man.
I know. Hello. The Scott Mills Daily. Last night we had a mariachi band join us live on the alternative commentary for the football on the red button. They really added something, I think.
Yeah, it was quite last minute. Basically, in case you don't know, the psychic that we had for the first game pulled out very last minute.
Didn't see that coming?
No, didn't give us much notice. So we had to get someone else in, and we asked around, and then someone managed to get hold of this mariachi band, and it's brilliant.
So good. It was the Mexico-Brazil game last night. Sadly, no goals, but actually, to me, that didn't really matter. I had a great time last night. There was a slight problem... in that Chris annoyed quite a lot of former or current England players.
Yes. Well, basically, I was talking all about Ronaldo being a legend. This is the old school Ronaldo. And I sort of went off on one about I used to wear his boots, these R9 boots. Anyway, I went down this route. And suddenly, for one reason or another that I can't remember, Fat Ronaldo started trending after something I said.
That's because you told everyone to trend Fat Ronaldo.
But it was meant in an affectionate way.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, loads of other people then saw this hashtag because it was trending worldwide, in one of those being Daniel Sturridge, who is, of course, one of the England strikers who tweeted how disappointed he was that Fat Ronaldo was trending. Basically, he got involved and other people got involved.
Didn't think that through, really.
It all kicked off.
Michael Owen called you something very unpleasant.
Yeah.
So we got the mariachi band to, you know, kind of try and level things out a bit with the song. It soon became clear. I asked them to do loads of songs. I was like, can you do Flo Rida? Or can you do a song about there being no goals? It became clear quite soon that it was just the same songs that they play every single time. I mean, they couldn't do a song on demand, could they?
Well, that was exactly the idea, that we give them a word and then they're so good that they'll make a song all around it. But it didn't quite feel like that. It felt to me that they were just singing any song and we were saying the word over the top of it, but it worked enough.
It worked enough. But I think they've only got like 5 or 6 songs, and those are the ones they treated us to last night.
Few people saying, unless the mariachi band come back on, they're switching. So maybe a song about Daniel Sturridge would be good.
Here's a song for Daniel Sturridge off of England.
Mexico, move forward.
Commentary's still going on, of course.
Chance here if they can get it right.
And your storage. And your storage. It's an actual live mariachi band on the red button. How good was that, though? Oh, it's so weird hearing it back. They were brilliant. Like, didn't know any songs about anyone. It's the same 5 songs they do probably outside pubs. But they were brilliant.
Yes.
Now, you've got this poem, which I haven't heard yet.
Yeah. I just want it. It is sad. And I don't know, earlier on I said that I might do this and people thought it'd be a nice idea, so I've done it. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Okay, should we get this poem out of the way then?
Why out the way? No, I thought it'd be a nice thing for us. It's over now and it just seems silly not marking it properly.
Right, okay, so just to get this in perspective, it was 2 matches that we commentated and it was only on the... Sorry, red button. It was only on the BBC red button.
Yeah, but it felt like loads of people got involved and obviously loads of people were tweeting throughout it yesterday. I saw loads of tweets, but at the end of big sporting events, there's always a montage and
but the World Cup is not over.
No, I know, but we're out of the World Cup, I guess, is the best way to put it. And I don't know, I just felt a bit weird this morning, thought I'd... make a poem. I did it in the style of quite a famous one, the poem If by Kipling. Oh, man.
Okay.
Try a bit of bits.
All right, cool. I'd like to hear it whenever you're ready.
If you can be on the red button when everyone is questioning why, and answer those questions with professional punditry. If you can keep your cool when your co-commentator looks like he's giving up, and carry on moving forward when you have absolutely nothing to say. If you have the hunger to realise a dream, yet can ignore the hunger when the pizza you've ordered never arrives. If you can work with mystics and Mexicans and unite together to create something new and special and unpredictable. If you can talk to example yet keep the common touch. If you can take abuse from England heroes but smile as hashtag Fat Chris trends worldwide. If you can bosh a chili and keep on talking, then eat another and still not slip, and carry on eating them every goal, despite the side effects. Yours is the world and everything in it. And what's more, you will be a man, my son.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Quite liked it. Man up, Princess, seriously.
No. Don't ruin the moment.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Every Wednesday, we signal that it's halfway through the week and downhill to the weekend by playing a little track by the Gypsy Kings.
Sounds weird, I know.
You kind of had to be there.
I think we just played it once on a Wednesday and it sounded good.
Yeah.
Sort of got everyone over that hump day.
Here's your warning, because Bambalo Wednesday is happening! Move your hips. Ready? Let's go crazy.
Yes. Bambalo!
Yes. Hello, Charlotte and Bron. Oh, Charlotte and Bronwyn off of Brisbane. They do Bumbleo Wednesday in their office every week, and they've just sent us a video from Australia. Bumbleo Wednesday's happening. They get it first, of course, because they're in the future. Ryan says that pause was delightful, way worth waiting for. Thanks, Ryan. Put your hands up. Now, we have really upped our game this week with the Bumbleo video for you. So we managed to gatecrash the BBC Weather Centre. And if you look at the radio on Twitter now, there's a lady doing the weather, and we barge in and start doing Bumbleo Wednesday.
It's so good. And she's, yeah, I mean, it's literally that. And then it's right in front of the weather map.
So good. They even put massive sun signs on Brazil, where the World Cup is, and you see a little thing underneath. You know where it normally says Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah.
It just says Bumbleo.
And then it's just 2 minutes of us losing it.
Yeah. She has a little shake as well. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and the Radio 1 Facebook right now. It's quite something. Actual weather with Bombaleo from the BBC. And thank you to Nina Ridge and everyone at the Weather Centre for being such good sports. We're on the weather. It's a childhood dream.
So cool.
Have a look on the Twitter. Wow, whole thing there. Amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what? I've not heard that in full for a while. It's really good, that is.
You can't say that, though, because it's your own song.
I've kind of walked away from it for a while. I've come back to it, and I'm like, do you know what? I'm really proud of that. That's a really good song.
I think it sounds even better now the World Cup's on.
Yeah. Vicky says, is it a bit weird that your football song gives me slight GBs, goosebumps, even though I hate football? Not weird at all. Really pleased it does. 5 seconds of summer, Scott Mills. That's me. Hearts upon a sleeve on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
'75.
Can you hear all the hooing throughout that, by the way? Everyone, like, loads of people text in about it every time.
Bit of the hoo goat for you there.
Oh, you should put the hoo goat in next time. Can you hear it, though? I don't know if you can.
Yeah, but loads of people think it's me. It's not me. I got a good Who of the Day, actually, earlier. Let me try and find it. Oh, yeah.
We haven't done a Who of the Day for a while now, have we?
Hannah off of Birmingham, who's 19, 20 in precisely 1 week, actually, when she's got another exam on her birthday. What? Just had an English exam this morning. One of the questions in the exam, I don't think I'm giving anything away, I don't think this is cheating, was some rubbish about answering a post on a message board. A message board?
No.
Scott Mills.
Talking of exams, sorry, there's an art class listening to us right now.
In the exam?
Not an art class even. They're doing their art exam and listening to the radio. Like, I find it weird enough that classes are allowed to listen to the radio at the same time, but doing an exam seems extreme.
Why would you put this show on during an exam?
And are we really allowed weird. To talk about the exam?
I don't
Probably
know.
Aren't, are we?
Are we allowed to try and make people laugh? Because like, they hate that, don't they,
Surely
exams?
You're not allowed to laugh in an exam.
Okay, try this. See, farts are still funny, aren't they?
Proper childish.
Try some hoo goats. How'd you like that in your art exam, huh?
Well, weird. An exam
really,
on.
Really strange. By the way, in the BBC weather video for Bumbleo Wednesday, you're doing the rope dance the wrong way. Loads of people are pointing this out.
I don't understand why it's the wrong way.
I don't know, but they're all saying you're pulling the wrong way. You're pulling yourself the wrong way during the dance move.
Okay.
Mills loving the going down the stairs move, thank you very much. And the poor weather lady doesn't know what to do with herself. She doesn't really, but that's quite fun.
But it's kind of awkward mum dancing, isn't it? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter now. Us on the actual BBC weather. It was really hard to do that because obviously to be out of the shot of the camera, we had to crouch down right next to Nina, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. So when you watch this video, for the first minute or so while she's doing the weather, you've got to imagine that we're sort of just below.
Yeah. Like, just below crouching, going, oh, she's quite good. At BBC R1 on Twitter right now.
BBC Radio 1.
So tomorrow on the show, breaking news, we have got, on Innuendo Bingo, Pixie Lott.
It's about time, really, isn't it?
Has Lott never done it before?
No, she's never been on, so she's going to get drenched.
100%.
It's definitely going to be a wet one tomorrow.
You've really got to seize this opportunity and just go for it, really.
How has she avoided it so far?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean,
avoiding it's the wrong word. Just how come she hasn't played so far? We must have asked.
I don't know. I can't believe she's never been on. I mean, she's made for it.
She's talked about doing it before. I remember when she was last on, she said she'd love to do it, but it's one thing saying it, another thing doing it.
Well, we've tracked her down, and Pixie Lott is on tomorrow. One to watch, I think, at 1:45 on the BBC Radio 1 website. Do you know what I've had enough of today?
What?
Life mottos.
What do you mean?
Like, people putting them on Facebook and Twitter primarily, and Instagram. Like, far too many people that I know do these. And most of the ones that really annoy me are about... Well, you'll be doing these soon when you get fit. How's that coming along? No videos?
No,
you like
well,
yet,
I haven't.
No.
I haven't started yet, but I will.
Fitness motivations are the worst ones. Today, shall I name these people? No, I'm not going to name them. Ones I've seen today from people I know.
Is it? I mean, are they particularly melty?
They're just like unless you throw up, faint, or die, keep going.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but some of them are so much deeper than that, aren't they? They're like awful analogies. And
do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Yeah, right.
Don't give up what you want most for what you want now. If there's time to Facebook, there's time to run. It's not about having time, it's about making time.
Oh, right. Yeah. I know what you mean. These
right on,
sister.
Really annoying. If there's any that you particularly hate, let me know about it. And, well, let's banish all these people from our social media, shall we? Make the world a better place.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Scott.
What are you saying?
Right, well, my auntie has put a few of these up on Facebook, and this one that she's put up is pretty awful. It is. Except that some days you're the pigeon, and that some days you're the statue.
What?
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it, because the pigeon will drop on the statue, so to speak.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue. What a weird... The idea of being the pigeon's kind of weird when you think about your aunt doing that.
God, don't do that.
She's a pigeon.
I don't think of my aunt being a pigeon.
Your aunt's a pigeon, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Auntie Pigeon?
That's what I'm going to call her now every time I see her.
Why do you think she put that up?
Right, because I reckon I know what this is from and I don't think she knows many people do. I think she's stolen this off David Brent.
What?
Yeah, I think she's been watching The Office a bit and put it up, and I'm not sure why.
It's even worse when it's from TV shows or songs. Ugh.
Well, no, the worst thing about that is because it's The Office, she probably thinks it's quite profound, but even when it was originally said, it was meant as a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell her to maybe take that off?
I'll tell her, but she has so many of them.
She's one of those.
Yeah.
It's all her whole Facebook's pics of cats and sunsets.
Amazing.
And then just loads of these quotes.
I will say hi to Auntie Pigeon for me.
Yeah, don't worry. I need to try and get the image of her being Auntie Pigeon out of my head now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that. I'll leave you with that. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
He'll never trust her around statues.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Karis.
Hi, Karis. You right?
Hello. Yeah, I'm fine.
Whose life motto is this, then?
I have a major pet hate for the word YOLO.
Yes, I... Is that it, then?
Yeah, I really, really hate it. Like, with a passion, hate it.
Yeah. So you don't like people who do this on... Especially Instagram, I've noticed it on.
Oh, the hashtag is just constant. Like, hashtag YOLO, and it's like, no, please stop.
Yeah. Who was the last person you saw do that? Name and shame.
I don't know, like, all celebrities do it, and I'm not even sure it's in an ironic way anymore, but it's just annoying.
Who's the worst celebrity culprit for YOLO?
I don't know, actually. Probably Drake, because he started it, but, he's probably the worst one, because he started it.
But then it goes from Drake, and then it's like Joey Essex is doing it.
Yeah, and it's just become an excuse to, like, get drunk. And it's not like, yeah, we only have one life, but use it to do something different that you wouldn't have done before.
Have you been guilty of ever putting a melty life motto on social media?
I don't think so. Maybe a cringe one when I was like 12 and
on MySpace.
Thought it was cool. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Was your friend Tom?
Maybe. Yeah, he was my ex-boyfriend.
Was your ex-boyfriend too?
What?
You dated MySpace Tom?
Yeah, I did. No, yes.
We're talking about different Toms here. Because I was friends with Tom on MySpace.
Well, everyone was.
I think everyone was friends with Tom.
But you dated him?
we used to have a joke that I had a boyfriend, Tom, at the time, and we used to call him MySpace Tom because he was obsessed with it. So it was kind of a running joke.
Wasn't the actual one, though, no, as far as you're aware?
No.
I wonder where Tom is now and what he's doing.
MySpace Tom. He's probably got loads of money.
Minted, isn't he?
Yeah.
Internet famous, probably.
Yes. Good to speak to you.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Hi, George.
Hi, Scott.
Right, what have you got for me?
My motto for life is life's too short to get out of the shower and wee in the toilet.
Okay, well, I'm breaking this one down. Kind of gross, but I don't quite understand the point of the motto. Is it basically saying multitask, or, I mean, what's the point?
I think it's just saying, as it says in the motto, life's just a bit too short to multitask. You might as well just get... Well, sorry, life's too short not to multitask, even.
Life's too short to use the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. It's just a hot and cold running toilet, really, isn't it?
Have you got a job?
I'm a student nurse.
All right, yeah.
Student nurse! And your motto's life's too short to use the toilet?
Yeah, it's something I thought up when I was in Afghanistan. It's something that I thought up when we were out there.
Right.
Oh, fair enough.
So when was the last time you weed in the shower, please?
Literally 5 minutes before I told you.
We've all done it. Do you know what? I'm going to put this out there. Everyone's done it. And no one will admit to it.
No.
How often do you do it, though, please?
It's not like a regular occurrence. I just think if I need to go and I'm in there, then there's no point in getting out.
I've weed in your shower, Scott.
No, you have not.
I have. So think of that next time.
Have you actually?
Of course I have.
Yeah, always.
Oh, thanks for telling me on air.
If you're around a celebrity's house, you should do it.
No! I'm your friend!
Still, it was. It felt kind of good. It felt kind of dangerous.
Yeah,
what else have you done in my house, please?
That, maybe.
What else have you done in my house?
There's something I can tell you if you turn the mics off.
Oh, my God. Well, this is a whole new thing now.
That's a bad one. That was in your old house.
It doesn't make it any better. All right, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Love you. Bye, George. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Alice.
There were so many elements to that.
What, from the 90s house vibes?
Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on the sofa, you just won me over.
And don't say Ibiza just so it rhymes.
Oh, don't leave him alone. He's a good lad.
Ibiza.
How are you, my love?
Very well, thanks. Just had to walk through the airlock to your studio filled with dirty food.
Dirty food? That would be pizza, Alice.
Yes.
Pizza, you call it.
Now, can I just say...
It looked like a kind of focaccia with a topping on it.
No, and also, you just accused us of having dirty food in the airlock 24-7. Not true.
So true. Last time I was here, it was like, I don't know, like a barbecue or something. I don't know.
All right. Well,
I've never seen you with a kind of, you know, like a tricolour salad or, you know,
obviously
a bisque.
Not.
Look, I'm often... With a quinoa on a Monday.
You actually do favour a quinoa of a Monday, yes. Yeah. Sorry, that's slander that I've just done there.
It's him and his pasta routine.
You wouldn't touch it, would you, the dirty food, as you call it?
Chris has lasagna possibly thrice weekly.
Look at the colour of him, you can tell.
Oi, Alice, would you have a slice of that pizza? You wouldn't, would you?
I actually really wanted one, and then you were all a bit reluctant. You were like, oh, well, you can have a bit if you want.
No, we
like,
weren't.
You were.
We haven't got any knives and forks for you, Alice.
Plus, you put that unbranded garlic sauce all over it, haven't you?
No, once again, not me. Alice is here to play real or no real. What about this? Is this real or no real?
During the World Cup, several of the BBC's foreign partners have bought the rights to rebroadcast the BBC's radio commentary from 5 Live. Unfortunately, due to a misunderstanding by engineers, one Australian station put out Scott and Chris's alternative commentary for the Mexico-Brazil game instead.
Oh, no.
That could be bad. It could explain why a lot of the stuff was trending worldwide last night.
We were on in Australia.
I'd like it if Australia had done what they did with the Five Sauce one and cut out Scott, so it's just Chris.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense because you've just been, like, lost.
Yeah.
Australia's got a big thing against
Australia's
you.
Got serious beef with Scott.
Here's the new one by Five Sauce. It's one for the fandom. It's hearts upon our sleeve. No mention of me.
Yeah. So rude.
So did the commentary that we did last night... Several topics of which were trending worldwide actually go out to the people of Australia too.
Trending worldwide? You never mentioned that.
Yeah, several different different hashtags, Alice. Yeah.
Including Fat Ronaldo.
Fat Chris.
Yeah. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I could say that could easily be a clerical error, yeah.
You really think we went out in Australia last night?
I'd love it if it happened.
That one is no real
oh.
name.
What about this?
This evening is Jeremy Paxman's last night presenting Newsnight. Jeremy will end his 25 years on the show by riding off on a tandem bike with Boris Johnson.
Why would they be doing that?
What, at the end of the show?
They've not even bought him a cake. They're just like, you can go off with Boris.
That's a weird way to go, isn't it?
You'd think he'd get a caterpillar cake, wouldn't you?
Surely a caterpillar cake at best.
That's not how you'd like to go, is it, Scott?
25 years. No, and can I just say now, when the day happens, when they finally get rid... I want her to be a song and dance about it, all right? Just
well,
just
I
warning
mean,
you now.
Video.
Oh, interesting.
I want guests. I want a lot of people, like, messages on the phone.
What year did you start, Scott?
Here?
Yeah.
2004.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do you a nice video and we'll do 2004, like 2000 and whenever it is. You know, like you've died, like one
yeah.
of those. We'll do you
yeah.
nice
That's what
video.
I want, okay?
The Wonder Years.
The bosses are listening now. Scott Mills, the Wonder Years.
He wants upwards of 7 caterpillar cakes what and some
what?
Fireworks.
I want all the cakes. Here's the thing. I want fireworks, definitely.
What would be the last thing that you say? I'd love to ruin it. Like, do you know what I mean? You say your last line and I just chip in with it.
I've
like,
got something planned.
He'll say, that's it from me, Scott Mills.
He's definitely thought about it, I can tell. It'll be so.
I'll hoo myself, definitely.
There'll be a moment of silence. Yeah. All right, treacle.
No, won't.
It'll be something like that.
Jeremy Paxman will ride off tonight on a bicycle... with Boris Johnson as his last hurrah on Newsnight.
If that was my finale, I'd be livid, so I'm saying no real.
Oh,
I might drive off on a bike with someone.
Weird thing
with
to...
With someone?
It's a weird thing to make up. I'm going to say real.
Whoever else is leaving at the time, I'll just
think?
Drive off with them, yeah.
Just share a lift home. It's, yeah. not, it's not part of the
Don't
the
worry,
doom.
Madonna, it's not you. Real or no real?
Why did you give Chris a look?
Real. Come on.
That one is real.
Oh, yes, it's happening tonight. Brilliant.
No, it's not.
It is... And next,
a patriotic parrot from Worcester has been getting into the World Cup spirit by learning to whistle The Great Escape.
Hey.
I take issue with this immediately. It hasn't got into the patriotic spirit. Its owner has clearly trained it to know a tune. It hasn't gone, oh, there's a big sporting event going on. Oh, I wonder what would be a good thing to learn. Someone's trained it.
If you were a bird, I'd say you'd be a parrot, Alice.
A bird of paradise, do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I can just imagine, you know, quite colourful.
Squawky.
A cockatoo.
A cockatoo. Really? You're quite orange today. You've got a nice
what
orange...
What do you mean orange?
You've got a nice orange top on.
I'm as pale as always, aren't I? Have I gone a bit overkill on the blush? On the rouge?
A cockatoo.
Scott's lost it.
Oh, one down.
Are you all right? Why has he gone all weird over cockatoo? What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. It's all fine.
Cockatoo.
He's gone really clammy.
Patriotic parrot, real or no real?
You've gone really weird.
Why are you crying?
Fine, I'm doing that thing that girls do, like when they flap their arms in front of their eyes, doesn't do anything.
Okay, a parrot. Great scout, I'm going to say real.
I mean, I think it's possible that it would be able to learn it, so I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
So this is the Great Escape theme.
Is it doing percussion as well? This isn't the parrot, surely.
No.
Maybe the cockatoos.
Is it a one-bird band?
So that's the tune.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Come on. That is good. It can also say England.
Wow.
It can say England.
That's not a parrot.
It is a parrot.
It's actually not a parrot.
And it also says, come on, Rooney.
That's...
Come on, Rooney.
When it says England, that's Lily Allen's dad from Vindaloo.
England. That's not a parrot.
Fat Les.
Fat Les, thank you.
Come on, Rooney.
Is her dad Fat Les?
Is her dad Fat Les?
Lily Allen's dad is Fat Les. I thought that was real.
Yeah, that's real.
Les Allen.
Les Allen, yeah, Fat Les Allen.
Les Allen.
Anyway, so that parrot one was real. And next.
At the Isle of Wight Festival at the weekend, the Vamps stole Clean Bandit's violin case and used it to keep their hair gel in.
Cockatoo.
I was there at the weekend at Isle of Wight.
Were you?
I chatted to the Vamps.
Did you?
They're only tiny, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good lads.
They're little borrowers.
Stole a case to put all their gel in.
They are a fan of the gel, I think.
They were quite coiffured, actually.
Yeah, quiffs ahoy.
I know, but it'd be odd that they'd steal someone's violin case to do it. And why Clean Bandit would allow it?
Well, it was stolen. They didn't allow it.
Oh, right.
Against their will.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say cockatoo. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30, Alice got cockatoo.
That means 20 in bingo torch, yeah. I haven't scored for ages. I mean, in the game.
Cockatoo. Now, here's Lana Del Rey. She's performing at Glastonbury on Saturday. Do you know how you can get tickets to that if you haven't already?
I don't know. But does Dev have anything to do with it?
I think, yeah, Saturday from 8 a.m. on Radio 1. If you listen to Dev, then he definitely has some tickets, which he's found down the back of Le Sofa. So, Glastonbury's back, end of the month. When is it? Like next weekend?
It's like imminent, essentially. Yeah, it's next weekend.
Are you going?
I've got a supper club.
Sure.
Of course.
It's not your thing, is it? Love
camping. I've got a buffet on, sorry.
I'm just doing it for some finger food. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Those were the best bits of Wednesday's show. Come join tomorrow from 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast. 1:45 tomorrow. Watch this one. Pixie Lott on Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.